We have all had those moments in life where the bubble was burst.
Yes.
Where you find out that something just isn't as it seems. So what was that moment for you? 206-803-ROCK. Jimmy from Olympia, tell us about your sister.
So I have an older sister who is adopted from Germany, and she was my entire life growing up. So she has webbed toes and webbed fingers. And my mom and dad would both always tell me that she was a mermaid. And I grew up in Michigan, and they always said that's why we lived in Michigan, was so that she wouldn't touch salt water and turn back into a mermaid. And I was probably about 13, 14.
Wait, your parents did this to you?
Yes, my parents did this
to me. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and I was about 13 or 14 years old, and I came home from school, and I said something about how my sister was a mermaid, and my dad looks at me, he's like, you still believe that, dummy? But I believe that my older sister was a mermaid for the first 14 years of my life.
So was your sister in on this joke too? Like, or did she not know? Like, did they say, don't tell your sister that you know that she's a mermaid? Or how'd that work?
Oh, no, she was definitely in on it. She always kept like a little jar of salt next to the bathtub to make it look like she takes saltwater bath. And, yeah, they went all out for it.
Jimmy, do you still talk to your family? Because I feel like at that point, like, I'm done with all of you.
Yeah, I still talk to them. I'm pretty gullible, so they get me still sometimes.
Oh, no. Jimmy, you rock. That's a great story.
You know, they even sell those, like, mermaid tails. You can really be a mermaid if you want to be. Steve from Puyallup, tell us what happened when you went to the Acropolis.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm not a big strip club guy, so my friends take me to the Acropolis for bachelor parties, and I'm sitting there enjoying my delicious steak bites, and that was when I realized stripper poles spin.
Yep. Dude, it took me until, like, I don't want to say it, the last few years when I realized, me too, not a big strip club guy myself, but that the stripper poles actually do spin. That blew my mind.
Yeah, it totally ruined the night for me.
Oh, no.
You're like, damn it, I thought these girls were working harder than they are.
I want to go home.
Well, you could see, like, the handprint on the stripper pole, like, slowly rotating. I was like, ugh, that thing is dirty.
Yeah. It's always the tough, I think the worst job for a strip club is the person has to go up there with, like, the cleaning spray and the rag and clean the pole on the floor. I'm like, oh, that's a tough job.
A lot of them do it themselves. And I will say, all stripper poles don't spin.
I was going to say they spin?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them do. The one I have, though, does not.
So then you can risk getting, like, you know, like, rubbed raw.
Oh, Steve, you have no idea how many, when I went to pole classes, the amount of bruises you get in between your thighs is...
Do they use, like, baby powder?
Oh, yeah, we use all the things.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, my pole doesn't spin, but it's, I mean, that's why they're going so fast. They're not actually doing that themselves.
For the longest time, I thought they were, Danny, and I was just like, that is amazing.
Oh my God.
These girls are just flying.
Look at Danny's... Bubble has been burst right now.
Yeah. I think he's about to cry.
You just made this.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Danny, just take the rest of the day off.
All these years, you thought that the stripper pole didn't spin.
I really did.
No, if you try to spin on that thing, you guys will go very, very fast, too. You're like, oh, this isn't so hard.
Yeah, all these years, I thought I wasn't really had the makeup to be a stripper. Now I realize I do.
Anyone has the makeup to be a stripper, Steve.